And he's going to have to tell me, you know, what was a bigger tragedy, those thousands of lives or the one he knew.
Escort him off the premise now.
He did find him, but he just keeps going back and still him on.
That guy.
Oh, well, I don't know. What the? I don't have a Twitch virtual account.
I was going to say, are you a Twitch streamer?
Am I a Twitch streamer?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Oh, dang.
Are you a Twitch streamer? Streams.
I lurk.
I used to stream. I don't do it anymore.
I had another brain cells too.
I enjoyed it.
I took one look at OBS and I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm good.
Dude, yeah. OBS is a lot. I stuck with it over a couple of years and now I understand it pretty well, but it's really backwards in a lot of ways.
It's the only downside about like trying to learn tech anything. You gotta start learning terms and shit. I looked at half that and it was just gibberish to me. And I was like, man,
yep.
I ain't got the attention span nor the will or drive to learn any of these terms or definitions. So I was just like, yep, fuck that. I'm good.
No, I get that. I really do.
Why is everything so low?
You guys being set up at your desk makes me want to go set up at my desk instead of sitting here with my phone. Darn.
It's too late.
In my defense, I'm no lifing at the desk until I got to go to work, so I'm set.
What time do you have to go to work?
I have to be there at 12. So as long as I can leave,
normally last 6 or 7 hours.
Shit. All right. Well, I guess I'm not going to work today.
All right.
Yeah. As long as I like get in the shower by like 10:40, I'm good.
All right. Hey there, kiddos. Welcome to Dad's Anime Stash. That was the longest preamble we've had before an intro in over a week. With us this week are a gaggle of people who are going to do a quiz. Returning champion Sai is here.
Am I the returning champion?
You've been a champion.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Clap, clap, clap. Slap, slap, slap.
Professional wrestler Triple H.
Yo, yo, yo.
Woo.
You know what the most impressive thing Triple H ever did, in my opinion, was? Fucking his way to the top, being as ugly as he is.
Wow.
Kind of impressive.
Wow.
Plus, you know,
take a compliment.
He has the personality of like a doorknob.
Oh, you know? Mr. Triple H, have we met before?
What?
Have we met before?
He's the co-host of Simping for Senpai.
Yes. Oh, shit. Oh.
And also, Cody is here. Cody is known Bellinger? For writing the theme song to Dad's Anime Stash.
Cody Bellinger? I made the theme song to Dad's Anime Stash.
Who's Cody Bellinger, by the way?
Who's Cody Bellinger?
Who is Cody Bellinger?
I don't know. I'm about to look it up. Oh, okay.
Have time to talk about Cody Bellinger.
He's a Cubs. No. He may have played for the Cubs. No, he does play for the Cubs.
He's a sportsman.
He's a Chicago Cubsman.
I went to a baseball game once.
Yeah, but this is a good one.
It's awesome.
He plays for the actual MLB.
It's the same. That's basically what I went
to. No.
The MLB, the Prospect League. It's the MLB is just like the washed up prospect league players.
Close enough.
No, it's the players who were good from the prospect league 20 years later.
Mm-hmm. It's all downhill. So this week we've got tons of categories to choose from.
How much fun you had at that game.
It was very long and very hot, and I don't like going outside. Anyway, so our first category, the game of life. This is Cy, you'll love this one. It's animes about games or slice of life anime. We're all monsters. Anime with the word monster in the title. Death of a Salesman. I mean, voice actor. So that's about voice actors who are dead. And questions about Dad's anime stash. Hopefully, Cy will be able to get all of those right.
I will lose this so hard.
I believe in you. So, Cody, as the first person in line here, you get to pick. What you do is you pick a category and you pick a point value. If you get it correct, you get the points. If you get it incorrect, it goes on to the next person. And that is it.
All right. I'm just going to preface this by saying that I don't know a ton about anime, so I'm probably going to do really bad.
I personally never watched anime.
I mean, Josh is here. He hosts the show.
I mostly read manga, so it's something interesting.
Oh, I read the manga.
I guess I'm
a sophisticated weeb.
I got like an entire fucking drawer.
Oh, you're not sophisticated.
Yeah, right. I just throw my shit into a fucking clothes drawer and say, yep, I'm good.
I mean, Where do you put your clothes?
Do you put your clothes on the bookshelf?
Yeah, probably. Then I'm probably gonna stock in there somewhere.
Okay.
I guess I will do the game of life for 100.
100. In this anime, a former Yakuza member leaves that life behind and becomes a house husband.
Lord. I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to guess.
That is pathetic.
I told you, I don't know a lot about anime.
But you could always guess. You could make something up. One time, I got it right that way.
I'm pretty sure you could guess this one.
You got this.
A house husband in this anime. Yes. I'm trying to think of all the anime I know, and I don't think I know anything about a Yakuza. I'm gonna guess. Let's go with Life as Dad.
It was pretty close, actually, for a complete guess.
Not bad. You're thinking of Daddy Buddies, but it's not that.
Daddy Buddies is great.
It's shockingly good.
It's better than Spy.
Wait, no, I've seen that one. Yeah, never mind.
Triple H, do you have a guess?
Oh, Way of the House Husband.
You are 100%
Told you
correct.
You had a chance to guess in this one. Literally half the answer is in the
Way of the House Husband.
Oh, no,
I've never heard of it.
I remember this because Netflix was the one that made it, that produced it. And they had, it was, I don't know if it was an issue with people to have with it, but its art style and animation was solid frames. So it was more of like a manga that had voice lines for it than anything.
Ooh, Cy hates that.
No, I just felt like doing it.
Cy's really big on animation and complaining about it.
Ah, I see.
Demon if there's Slayer a fan, bleach huh? question. No, Josh is the Demon Slayer fan.
Hmm?
He loves it.
Bleach? I hear Bleach.
Bleach?
Bleach? Bleach?
Demon Slayer?
Bleach?
Oh. Anyway, Triple H, go ahead and pick a category.
I'll take...
Mine.
We're all monsters. 200.
This anime is about a doctor / detective who quits his job to go on a manhunt for a former child.
Is that anime literally called Monster? Johan?
Anime is literally called Monster.
I hate all of you. I watched 15 minutes of this anime and I could have got this one right.
Listen, I was about to say, I remember this one. This anime was messed up.
I was hoping the phrase former child would, confuse people, but it didn't.
That definitely confused me. That's where my question's at. Like, former child is just like anything older than a child. So I'm confused as to what that means exactly.
Well, the boy was a child, and then he became a man.
He was a child. No longer.
Okay.
All right, Cy.
Death of a psychotic. I mean, podcast there for 100.
I don't know what you're asking me.
Voice actor 100.
Voice actor for 100.
I got you. Same brain cell. Same brain
Christopher
cell.
Christopher Ayers died in 2021, leaving no one to voice this maniacal golden space pirate.
Frieza?
That is correct.
I thought Frieza was a space conquistador.
Well, I mean, I've literally heard Frieza called a pirate dozens of times.
He? I've never heard
in the anime. So really? I'm probably going to go with the term pirate.
I never noticed that. I'll have to rewatch it.
It's called Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I've seen it. That's why I said rewatch it.
I got a poster about that somewhere. Turns out my mom actually went to high school.
You have a
with
drawer
one
of
voice
mangas?
Actors.
Yeah?
Yeah. So yeah, they sent me a.
No, he has a drawer of posters, sir.
I have a drawer of many things.
He puts it in his umbrella rack thing.
I have a drawer of socks.
I mean, I have that too.
I have a drawer with
half of my drawers in there to things other than clothes.
Kind of?
Mostly video games and comic books and manga.
Oh, so nothing fun.
We're back around to you, Cody. Go ahead and select a category. I played a video game once.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Digimon Survive?
It was Digimon World 3.
I think it was Digimon Survive.
That's not a game. Right?
Played the Digimon for the Nintendo DS.
I feel like to be a game, you have to actually play it as opposed to just reading.
You pick the words.
You don't pick the words.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I guess occasionally you could. Occasionally you can pick the response, but it doesn't change the story at all.
You know, I don't think I've ever played a Digimon game before. Now that I think about it,
don't start with that one.
Don't get Sai started on Digimon.
I was thinking I played a Digimon game.
Do you know what Sai is short for?
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's short for Digimon Encyclopedia.
Oh,
he knows it all.
I hope that's legit because that's awesome.
No.
Oh,
no, but I like it.
Yeah,
you
can't tell anyone.
Actually, you know what? You know what? I actually do have manga in that bookshelf. I just realized.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, I have a Digimon Encyclopedia.
I know there's a Pokemon Encyclopedia around here somewhere from like Diamond and Pearl.
Boo.
But like,
ooh, maybe you'll get the Pokemon question.
Oh my!
When was Diamond and Pearl? Was that like 2000?
I swear to God, 2008? If it's the Pokemon question, I hate. I'm gonna be so upset.
What was the first Pokemon?
Still can't answer this.
What was
Cody?
The world's first Pokemon?
I'm gonna be bold. You know what? I don't know. I don't know how bold I want
to
be.
Do it. Do it to the max. Do it.
Let's do questions about Dad's anime stash for 100. I won't know any of this.
Oh, okay. He broke up the pattern I was trying to do.
Does Dad's anime stash have a MySpace?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say yes.
We do. What self-respecting podcast doesn't have a MySpace?
Yeah, right?
If I ever start a podcast, I will remember to make a MySpace. You've encouraged
the first
me
thing
to
you
do it.
MySpace is a place for music and podcasts.
That's true.
Triple H.
I'll hit me with We Are All Monsters 300.
300. Name this anime.
Oh, shit. Was that... It wasn't Diary of a Monster Girl. It was Daily Life of Monster Girls. Something like that. Interview.
I'm going to give it to you. That's very close.
Yeah,
I would have given it to him because I didn't know it.
I remember this shit because it was fucking.
Yeah, watch this kind of shit.
Absolutely, I'm a degenerate.
It was,
I'm not going to deny that.
You know what it reminded me of? Paste, because it was so bland. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was like
it was cookie cutter
some,
shit. It was
you take some
shit.
Rice and then you add some milk to it. That's it. Mm. That was that anime.
I like to spice it up a little bit, put a little salt and pepper in there, you know?
No, it had no salt and no pepper.
Is the rice cooked?
The rice
is
crunchy
and hard.
Yeah, the rice was probably overcooked,
rice
honestly.
Rice is microwaved.
Did they microwave rice?
Microwave rice.
Add a little bit of that.
Did they add butter?
All right, Cy, what are you doing?
We're all monsters 100.
Oh, you're going to love this. What team did Ash use to win the Pokemon League?
Oh, God.
There's only six of them. You got this.
Is it from the last one when he beat?
You know which one it is.
Okay. Dracovish. Gengar. Fucking hate this question so much. Pikachu. Dragonite. What are the last two? Lucario.
Mm-hmm.
Got one more. Come on, brother. You got this.
Come on, Sai.
I really can't think of it. Hold on.
I have a guess, but I bet I'm wrong.
I said Gengar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pikachu. I watched the fucking series.
You'd be the only one.
I watched the last season that had Ash in it.
I personally put this question on like four quizzes that you were on. So I was kind of thinking you just remember.
No, I don't care enough.
You knew it was coming back.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
What is this?
You're running out of time, Sai.
Was it Mr. Lime?
30 more minutes to answer this question.
Was it Mr. Lime?
It was not. You're wrong. Cody.
Oh, God. Okay. Pikachu. Gengar. I'm going to steal some. I'm sorry. Dragonite. Lucario?
You can steal all five. Those are all right. The five.
I don't even remember what the... You said one. I don't even remember which one it was.
Lucario and Dracovish.
Dracovish. That's the one that
Who's
know.
Last one?
I'm going to guess, and I know this is wrong, and this is going off of like seeing Pokemon a really long time ago, but it's his one pain in the ass Pokemon. Charizard.
Oh. What a big guess. If this was size quiz, you would have got it right.
Damn.
But you're wrong.
Damn.
Triple H, who's the last one?
Sirfetch'd.
It was Sirfetch'd.
I remember that because it was a literal fucking sword bird, and I started laughing my ass off when they revealed it.
So how long ago in the anime did he actually beat the league?
No one cared.
This year, wasn't it?
Was it? Okay.
No, it was like, was it this? It might have been like either like beginning of this year, end of last year.
It was recent.
It wasn't that recent because Ash had it on one of his quizzes, and we haven't done one for a while.
So is he actually like 30 years old and just beating them now in the anime, or is he still like
he's still eternally 10 years? Everything that happened has happened in like 3 months, apparently.
Oh my God.
Just
okay.
Like The Simpsons.
Okay.
All right, Triple H, are you ready to wow us with your knowledge?
Sure. We're all monsters. 400.
Digimon Tamers features a tamer named Rika, who is a bit of a jerk. What command does she use to get her partner Digimon Renamon to attack? She says a specific phrase when she wants Renamon to attack.
What does she say?
I'm trying to think. Hold on one second.
I'm not going to get this.
That's from you. Well, you're going to feel like a fool after you see it. You'll be like, oh, yeah. This was back towards the beginning of the series.
Fuck me. Jesus.
That's the only card Digimon I'm familiar with.
Shit, I don't know, so I'm just going to say fuck him up, Renamon.
No. One word was correct. Sai.
I'm gonna feel like
Renamon was though.
Obliterate him, Renamon.
No.
I don't know. I don't remember these.
Why do you not remember this?
I won't remember voice, like a dialogue. I will never remember dialogue.
I think I know what it is, but I feel like I'm really stupid when I get it.
I'm going to guess Sikkim.
Not quite. Triple H, what do you think it is?
Beat him up, Renamon.
No.
Ah.
Walk all over him.
Jesus, that's actually pretty cool.
I don't even feel bad.
Nah, that was a good one.
You can feel kind of bad.
I don't.
I do that every day. It's numb to me now.
Well, she says it more times in the series than Goku says Kamehameha in Dragon Ball Z.
I doubt that.
You're bringing a lot up today right now.
Sai.
We're all monsters for 500.
Shit, you taking mine, all right.
When is Digimon Day?
I don't fucking know. October, August 5th.
No.
But no Digimon had a day.
Everything has a day.
That's true.
If anybody was friends with me on Discord, they'd know it. Cody? Don't go to your Discord, Triple H.
I'm not. I'm not even sure.
Like, wait, do you actually have it set to your status?
No.
I'm trying to think if it's in the original series, if it's like the day that the original Digidestined or whatever.
It absolutely is.
Is it that? Oh, God, I don't even know. Because it was right around the beginning of the school year, wasn't it? Or no, because it was whenever Ty was a kid. God. Jesus, I wouldn't even know where to guess. I'm going to guess July 10th.
No, but we appreciate the insane amount of religious iconography when you try to guess on Digimon. It's almost like a religion here. Triple H?
July 14th.
No.
Damn.
It's August 1st, guys.
Damn. August. Okay. I was going to say, I thought it was.
It was before school, but it was at the end of summer, I guess.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it was right before the school year, right at the beginning of the school year. And that makes me want to watch Digimon. I haven't watched any Digimon since the original stuff and that first movie since, like, the beginning of high school, probably.
You're missing out. Sai watches it all the time.
Dude, it's that original stuff is great. I haven't really seen anything except for the second set of kids that came after, what, the movie? Or was it before the movie and then the movie lined up with everything? I don't remember. The very first one that had on
the Digimon the movie or Digimon Adventure Tri or the movie that came out 2 years ago or the new movie that's coming out next year.
Digimon the movie, yeah. I believe it was the very first one.
The mashup.
Yeah, because it started with the original Digidestined. They fight that computer virus or whatever. And then it transitions over to what, the next group of kids? If I remember correctly. It's been a long time.
Do you remember where the only phone in town is?
Oh, God. You say that and it like, barbershop. It's pulling at something. Yeah, I couldn't quite remember.
It's the barbershop.
Damn, I want to watch that. I really want to watch that again. I haven't seen
any Digimon anything in like a decade or two, it feels.
Yeah. This is so weird.
So weird to say. So weird
that people would come on this podcast and say, I don't watch Digimon every day.
Do you watch Digimon every day, Josh?
Yes.
I literally have a Black War Greymon within arm's length of me.
I'm proud of you safety. For that.
All right, Cody.
I feel like Black War Greymon is the one you shouldn't have for safety.
He is a complicated man.
He is. I agree. But look, if you're going for safety.
I'm gonna go really big. And be a little bold. And before I do that, I'm actually going to ask, why do you say that's not the one that you would want around for safety? I'm curious.
Black War Greymon? He's a fucking bad dude. Psychopath.
I was going to say, he's evil, right? Okay. All right.
He's kind of a fucking sociopath. Oh, my. Leg.
What did he do wrong?
He did nothing wrong. I never said he did anything wrong.
He never killed one, you know, he only killed Spire Digimon. Well, I mean, he did kill one Digimon, but that's things
he
happen.
He killed him pretty hard, too.
He shouldn't have been standing there.
Not my fault. He walked in like the way of
didn't
my attack.
Didn't he kill that guy?
Yeah. Don't blame
didn't
him.
Didn't he kill the guy, too?
Yeah. Again, yeah, he shouldn't have been standing there.
He shouldn't have. And it's, he did deserve to die.
He did deserve it. But that's not our call to make right now.
It's the victim's fault. I'll take Death of a Salesman, I mean voice actor, for 500.
500.
Okay. For some reason.
Some would say King of the Hill is the greatest anime of all time. We lost Johnny Hardwick on August 8th. Which character did he voice?
Del Gribble, a.k.a. Rusty Shackleford.
That's it. You did it.
Did that shit perfectly, yeah. My dude.
Dude, this wound keeps getting reopened. I seen a meme earlier, and it was Dale up in heaven, and it said, the government can't track you up here, Dale. I was just like, yeah. Oh, stop. Right before the revival.
Has been inconsolable since it happened.
Is that true, Sai?
No.
Huge Del Gribble fan?
No.
Well, Sai has a friend who's a big King of the Hill fan.
I hated that, King of the Hill.
That copy pasta where, of course, I know my wife cheated on me, Hank. But here's the best part about the revenge. That boy will always call me father and not him. He'll have to live the rest of his days knowing I'm the dad and he's not.
Good old dad.
I never got it.
Yeah, I was like that for a long time. I didn't like King of the Hill. And God, I was probably like, I was in my mid-20s before I finally watched it and could enjoy it and started laughing. And then more and more over like the last 10 years, I've enjoyed it more and more as time's gone on. But yeah, initially I hated it, especially when I was a kid. I didn't want to see that crap. I wanted to see Futurama and The Simpsons. I didn't want to see King of the Hill.
You weren't a big Tom Petty fan?
Well, nah, I'm probably not as a kid. That came in the later years.
I didn't like it at 29.
But any day now.
Yeah. All right, maybe, Triple H. 39.
I'll take the Game of Life for 300.
This slice of life anime centers around Toru Honda and her hijinks with the Soma family.
Fuck, that is such a...
Such a what?
I remember what it is. I just can't. The name is blanking on me right now.
Then you don't remember what it is.
Well, I see the thing. I know if I remember correctly, I'm big of the right name because the name's so fucking basic. Fuck. Soma family. That was the fucking kid with the bluish black hair that had the mean snake eyes on him. Fuck, I can't remember the name. No, it's Toradora.
It is not.
Ah, damn.
Is it Fruit Basket?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, damn. I completely forgot Fruit Baskets was a thing.
Everyone should.
That's so specific.
Well, they made it twice, so nobody forgot
Fruit Baskets was a thing. Damn.
So everyone is catching up on you, Triple H. You had a commanding lead, and now you have just a lead.
Sounds like life.
Plus, Sai has this whole category to go through that he's just gonna
make
you guys look like fools on. He's saving it for last.
I forgot it existed. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
The Game of Life for 500.
Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Isn't the only game they play in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. Rival shop owner Duke Devlin invented his own game.
Dungeon Dice Monsters. What is
it? It's amazing. Not I was.
Wow.
That's not even the only game they play either. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Knowledge. Yeah.
I love Dungeon Dice Monsters.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I had the game.
Every time I see him, all I can think of is that abridged series with the soundtrack bringing Sexy back over every time he talked.
I didn't watch it.
I don't watch Abridged things. I like things to be full.
Dragon Ball Z Abridged is worth it.
Little Karibo did the shit well.
Yeah, I feel like generally people, whenever they talk about Abridged stuff, they don't like it. But I always hear Dragon Ball Z Abridged is good.
It's really good, yeah.
Psy is killing it. All right, Cody.
Let me do questions about Dad's anime stash for 300.
300.
He's taking no shit, Psy. He's taking no shit.
Who is the only person Dad's anime stash follows on Instagram?
let me see.
Do a little bit of research real quick.
Dang. I'm trying to really think here. Maybe,
if you know Josh, you'd probably hit it right.
I'm going to guess Chris Jericho.
That's not it. That's wrong a great direction. Guess, though.
Wrong direction.
Triple H?
I know wrestling, Josh.
Was it the creator of the author of Digimon?
No.
It is not.
Britney Damn. Spears.
Britney
Spears. It is Britney Spears. That's true.
Psy knows the show. For that one?
We only follow Britney Spears. We're about to
see Psy decimate the fuck out of us just now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What context do I need to follow Britney Spears?
Who else? Talked about it last week.
Who else is posting videos of Britney Spears dancing half naked?
Oh,
half of YouTube?
Besides Britney Spears. That makes sense.
I'm not going to YouTube. I go straight to the source. I'm actually thinking about quitting my job to just try to pursue her full time.
You should.
Fair enough. Go for it. Do it.
The last husband didn't sign a prenup, so I'm thinking half of a half is still a lot. She's got a lot.
A quarter is still good.
Triple H.
Give me Game of Life 400.
Recovery of an MMO junkie follows Moriko Morika, who quits her job to do what?
Play video games being neat.
Yeah.
I hate this show so much.
It's not good.
It wasn't.
I've never even heard of it.
It's not good. Very cookie cutter.
No, it's bad.
So I've seen the anime twice, and I never remember anything about it. I, in fact, forgot it existed until I saw a picture of it again. So,
Why'd you see a picture of it? Where were you?
It was on the internet.
Oh, the Game of Life for 200.
Game of Life for 200. Which piece of the Millennium Puzzle does Pegasus have?
The Millennium.
I phrased that wrong, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. The Millennium.
What'd you say? Yeah. Correct. All right. So Psy is in a commanding lead. Triple H is in the middle, and Cody is falling way behind. But I think he can really catch up with his knowledge of Dad's anime stash.
I'm doing great in that front. Let's do questions about Dad's anime stash for 500.
All right.
Don't feel bad. Half of the hosts couldn't get it just right.
What was the first anime to crack a cast member's top five on the show?
God.
I don't know this one. Can you give us the host?
It was me.
Oh, shit.
Choose Digimon. It's a safe guess.
I mean, technically.
So it was the first top five ever mentioned on the show, I'm guessing?
No.
When we started the show, we all talked about our top five, and then we watched some more anime, and then one got into my top five.
One that displaced it.
Give us a timeline. When was this?
I'm going to say Digimon. Because I have no idea. Oh my.
You were right.
Changed Josh's life.
Wait. I have a counter.
Is that accurate?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho was already in my top five.
Demon Slayer.
Digimon was already in your top five.
Digimon wasn't when I originally talked about my top five. Because I hadn't watched it in years.
Okay.
Does that count? You know what? Fuck it. He's the host. It counts. Count,
but it doesn't. But
it all counts. It's fine. You don't think there might be something you watched and now... What, remember when you were talking about watching King of the Hill when you were younger and not liking it that much, but then liking it again later?
Nope, I never liked that.
That could also happen with Digimon.
I woke up to George Lopez staring me down.
In love with it.
At the beginning,
I have
of
the
episode.
Same eclectic taste I had as a child.
That's true. Triple H.
Big booty bitches, huh?
No.
Don't get into big booty bitches. Cody, actually, he draws butts. Did you guys know that? He has a studio that's all he draws big booty butts and then he posts them in his music studio.
I see. That's true. Really? I draw detailed pictures of them and then I write songs about each one. And then I just upload it to YouTube and
you make money?
Video. No, of course not.
Most of his videos get taken down.
Yeah. They say I'm the most detailed artist of my generation. So. You know.
The little dicky of his generation.
I mean, I did that at school. But instead of butts, it was penis.
Oh.
ADHD yeah. Crowd be wilding right now.
No.
That's a super bad comment.
No, we can get
another reference to super bad.
Yeah, I know his was. I know his Triple was. Triple H. No, I really did have to draw that for
college. I'll take Death of a Salesman. I mean, voice actor for 400.
400.
I'm a trained artist.
Kirby Morrow died in 2020. He didn't always make the best decisions, like when he voiced Goku in the Ocean dub. He had a much longer job voicing this lecherous monk in Inuyasha.
I know who it is. I just can't remember his name.
Well, the voice actor's name was Kirby Morrow.
Kirby Morrow.
It's my favorite character in Inuyasha.
The pervy monk that had a black hole in his hand. Mm-hmm. They have to seal up constantly. I know who it is. I just can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
He never got with the bad bitch, the boomerang, did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he? Nice.
Not in the show.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
All the time.
Didn't they have like a nope. Season two where it was like in the future?
No, yep. They had a whole fucking yep. Second show because they forgot to finish it up when it ended.
Yep.
Ah.
They had a season two.
Didn't they have they a kid in that?
Yep.
They had Inuyasha, the final act.
Is
and
there
now
like
they
a,
have Yasha
is there a
Hine.
Female version of Inuyasha that's out more recently?
Yashahime.
Is that what it is?
That was the new one, yeah. Okay. I'm at the skip because I don't remember his name.
Moroku.
Do you want to guess? No, never mind. So
sure. Moroku there. Yeah.
It's Moroku, guys.
Moroku.
All right, Sai.
Death pray for this man to beat our ass.
Questions for 400. Dad's Anime
yeah.
Stash. The only one with
when,
400 left.
When is the 100th episode of Dad's Anime Stash?
Next week.
It is next week.
Oh, wow. Shit. Is it 99?
This is 99, guys.
Wow. Okay.
That's incredible, man.
I feel
yeah, you guys hard. Were almost important.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'll be with you in spirit.
Listen, you guys are probably important to someone.
I'm surprised Triple H got on here. How did Triple H get on here?
I'm not sure.
I've tried to invite him several times, and he's never come.
I actually asked him not to come.
Yeah, so I have a restraining order. I'm kind of violating that right now.
I try to make all my friends come.
No. Oh, it's...
I'm a genuine guy.
It also helps that at this very moment, I work third shift, so I have... all day free now.
So when do you work if you have all day free?
I work at night.
Yeah.
But it's still part of the day, right?
It's the iffy part. I work witching hour. I got that graveyard shift going.
Cody, you could still make a comeback. I believe in you.
You got this.
Well,
I like to donate points.
I don't think that's true. I will do Death of a Salesman, I mean voice actor, for 200.
I mean, you guys could probably combine your points.
I'd like to donate
lucky,
my points.
Lucky for Stephen Fu, in 2022, Billy Kamitz died. What character did Stephen take over from Billy?
God, Billy Kamitz. That name sounds really familiar, but I have a feeling
probably
that
because he's dead.
The right person.
Like Bray Wyatt.
It's
Bray Wyatt. Of course,
very
just
nonchalant.
Died.
That's such
Bray
a
Wyatt,
nonchalant way of, to
it
say it.
Bray only died to take the thunder from Terry Funk. The
did
real
Terry
dick
Funk
move.
Die?
Terry Funk died yesterday.
Did he really? Well, how did I not? How are all these wrestlers dying and I'm not hearing about it? I was a wrestling fan
drugs.
For like half of my life.
I only have alerts sense. For when celebrities die on my phone.
Oh, well, yeah. That's really all you need to know. Dang. What character did Steven take over from Billy? So it's an ongoing show. I'm gonna just guess. I don't know. I'm gonna guess Gohan from Dragon Ball Super. I have no idea.
Oh, that's not even close. That's
I didn't figure
far off. Triple H.
This is gonna make me sound like a nerd if I get it right. But the only reason I might get it right is because we did an episode on it.
We did, and I was like, God, why did they change the voice actor for season two?
He's and so it literally worse. Happened like the week before or something.
Was it? Yeah, nope, I don't know who Stephen Fu was.
Is it now for
me? It is now for me from Rising of a Shield Hero.
That's right, he died of heat stroke in his car, didn't he?
So he locked himself in his car with the windows rolled up to prove that babies aren't that tough, and he died.
I don't even know what to say about that.
See, I genuinely thought he died of heat stroke in his car because I remember that wasn't that the same way how that Bulma's voice actor passed away.
I have no idea how he died, and I don't know why so many people are dying of heat strokes in their cars.
Yeah, well, that seems like it would be
hold
a very
like, go like
thing.
This.
Roll down your window, why don't you?
Yeah, honestly.
Hold on, I gotta figure it out now. Hold on.
Like if it was the Cujo situation, maybe I'd understand that. But not a lot of people end up in the Cujo situation.
Yeah, I feel like it's not very common. Well, I don't know. There was that lady who got attacked by like a rabies ridden fox earlier this year or last year. That footage
that
viral.
Was a fox.
Well,
you know
what
I mean? Tsuru,
but it's got
died, was found unconscious in her car in the Inner Circle route near Nihobashi in Tokyo, transported to the hospital where she was pronounced dead.
Wow.
She died November 16th of 2017.
Heat stroke?
Now hold on.
Heat
it
stroke?
Might
That's
not have been
heat stroke.
It might not have been heat stroke, but okay.
Look,
I remember
I'm,
being heat stroke.
To me, the biggest part you said was dying of your car in a heat stroke.
Aortic
like,
dissection.
That was the standout
rupture
part to
in
me.
The heart.
But November stands out to me. How do you die from heat stroke in November?
November.
I don't know.
She had her heat. She had her
That's
heat all the way up. She was way too warm.
Sudden oh combustion. My god!
It was a mild day, and she wasn't prepared.
Y'all ever watch Fire Force?
Yes.
Sudden combustion.
I've
you shouldn't
seen
always
the manga
wear layers.
A lot, but I've never read it or watched the anime.
No, he died of a 13 bout. 13 car pileup.
Oh. Well, did he have heat stroke during?
Did
the
he have a heat stroke
pileup?
Under the 12 other cars?
Maybe if it was on fire.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys That's are how... terrible. I hate you guys. Oh my god.
I just want to know.
I'll be here all week. No.
Too bad
no
the fire force wasn't there to save him.
Oh, it's because he was driving an Acura. He wanted to.
Oh,
alright. Alright. Triple H.
I'll take Death of a Salesman, voice actor 300.
The death of Michael Composa was a huge tragedy, just like 9/11. While he had roles in shows such as Fringe and Stargate, Psy knows him best as Char Aznable from this robot franchise.
Char Aznable.
If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sorry. I'm not
it's
a
Char, big, but Aznable is right.
Not a big fan of this
a
franchise.
Robot franchise?
Yes.
Is it Mega Man?
Nope.
No.
No.
It's Gundam.
Mobile it is Gundam. Gundam.
1979.
The Red Comet, baby.
So it was actually like five different series of Gundam he was in.
He was in Gundam. He was in what did they call the one I forget the one they called it. But Zeta, Double Zeta. Was he in Double Zeta? I don't think he was.
No, you're asking the wrong dudes.
Char's Counterattack.
Yeah, Char's Counterattack.
He was definitely in that. I would almost guarantee it.
Was he in the prequel thing they did? Origins.
It was all about him. It was literally all about him.
I watched the first two episodes of that on Hulu a couple years ago. It was super good. I wish I would have finished it. I was really into it.
It's only six episodes.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I need to go back and watch it. I need to get that Hulu.
You were 2/6 of the way there.
Dude, I'm really bad about that, though. There's so many shows that I've done that, too, that I will probably go back in a decade from now and finally finish.
Have you watched Futurama?
Have you watched
Your
Blood War?
There's new episodes.
I see, yeah. I couldn't even tell you the last time I watched a new episode of Futurama. I would have been back. Because it went off air, right, in like 2007, 2008.
And then it went off air in like 2001. It went off air in like 2010.
It went off air in
2017 or something.
Haven't you ever needed a break?
No.
Yes. Neither.
I never got one.
Sai, I'm going to give you a break, and I'm going to go ahead and select this question for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you questions about Dad's anime stash for 200. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, hopefully it's about Bleach Thousand Year Blood War arc.
I love that.
It's about a bird. The question is, does he fuck the bird?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Suzaku.
He fucks the bird.
As one does.
I need context, guys.
Context do you need?
Yu Yu Hakusho? Wait. Oh, okay. Dang. See, that's another anime that I've seen bits and pieces of, and the movie.
Have you ever seen?
And it was so good.
Have you ever seen the guy with the bird?
We're decently. Yeah. So there's a guy who has a pet bird. We're pretty sure he fucks the bird.
Okay.
We're actually positive.
You said pretty sure just a second ago.
I didn't want
to come on too strong, but then I decided, you know what? I've known you for 40 years. We've shared a straw. I mean,
that one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Romantic.
I just got a new straw. It was metal. You wanted to try it out.
Yeah. It was great. It kept the beverages cool because it itself was also cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
So, guys, I don't think anyone's going to catch up considering we're out of questions and Sai demolished you. I honestly thought this was going to be Triple H's game when he was way ahead.
The salesman threw me the fuck off, and him saving up his dad's to ask questions.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
You only had to watch 99 episodes to be an expert.
Yeah.
And you chose not to.
And I watched none.
Right. All right, guys. So Sai wins again. As always.
You did great.
I didn't win the last quiz.
You didn't win the last quiz. I did.
Oh, wait. No, I did win.
No, I won the last quiz because you made it.
Nope.
You made the last quiz and I destroyed everyone like you destroyed everyone this time.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, we'll wrap it up so everyone can go on about it tonight. I know Triple H has to get ready for his graveyard shift, which is an ironic shift to work for someone named Triple H, considering how many young stars he buried. Cody.
It is what it is.
Would you like to plug anything? Are you still on Fiverr?
I'm not. My cousin Colin and I, we have a gaming channel on YouTube called The Ghoulie Boys. Check it out if you feel so inclined.
Do you do ghoulie stuff?
Yeah, we ghoul around a little bit from time to time.
Can you describe ghoulie around these?
Ghoulie, you know, it's just we get a little like spooky. Sometimes we get scared and we go like eek, and you know, we get a little creepy, a little weird. It's cute. It's like cute ghoulie stuff. It's not scary.
So no phasmophobia.
No phasmophobia.
I don't know. I never even played that one.
If you need horror games recommendations, I got you. I know shit of them.
I'll take any recommendations you have. Just throw them my way.
Fear and Hunger. Fear and Hunger 2?
Fear and Hunger? Okay.
You know what scares me? Don't Starve.
That can scare you because it's hard not to starve and then you are starving. What about Resident Evil in VR? Are you do you do a lot of that?
No. I've only played a couple of horror games in VR and I'm already I'm not good with horror games. I force myself through them if I really want to experience it. But VR is like a step way, it's way too far across the line for me. I played Five Nights at Freddy's, Help Wanted in VR. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was excruciating.
Oh, I did. I had that game, actually.
Bad decision.
Dude, it was a bad decision
once you bought it. But
if
hey,
you want a fun, like, 16-bit one, 8-bit one, check out the Crooked Man series. It's like $20 for, like, 4 games.
Oh, they're wow. Good. Yeah.
They're he's just going to pirate them, so don't worry.
Oh,
pirate
yeah, of course. Yeah.
They got, like, the Crooked Man, the Hanged Man, the Sandman, and like one other one. I think it's like the final one. They're all connected,
so they're all part of the same universe.
They're all part of the Man series.
They're all part of the Man series. Yeah,
man. Whichever man. Yeah, whatever, I feel like Dead I watched Space. Someone play Crooked Man before. Is that like it's like a RPG Maker kind of game, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
And the big one is Visage. Because I don't know if you've ever heard of a game called what was it called?
Visage?
PT?
Visage? Yeah, it's basically the same thing as PT.
I remember whenever Visage.
I call it Visage. I might have just saying it wrong.
You are.
No, Visage is how you pronounce it.
Visage
is, really? Is just incredibly wrong.
No, Visage is the way, is like the face.
Yeah, the Visage.
If you
we're
want.
We're talking about a Visage. It's a facial massage. Visage. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want a good one, Lost in Vivo is good too.
I've heard of Lost in Vivo as well.
And that's my recommendation.
Have you played Minecraft?
Yeah, it's too scary for me. I tried playing that one in VR too, and that was how I broke my first VR.
You probably just threw up, right?
I tried playing that with my 3-year-old, and he makes me play it every night, and he's horrible at it. Anyway, Sai.
Relatable.
Would you like to plug that podcast you're on?
What's it called?
Dad's Anime Stash?
Or that's the one. I don't care about
that one's got a really good theme song. I like that theme song.
Yeah, the Simpy one, yeah, it is pretty cool.
Triple H, where can we find you?
Found me and my co-host over at Talking Anime. You can find us just about any major
that's
place.
That's what the name of his show is called. I was going to say his show, but I
who's your co-host?
Mitch. Call him the Weeber Eye.
Is it Mitch Bergerson?
Mitch Berger. Yeah, it's Mitch Bergerson now. I'm putting a note on this. Motherfucker's Mitch Bergerson now. Congratulations. You given him a new nickname.
All right.
Mitch.
All right, guys. So we're going to wrap this up. Make sure you tune in next week for our 100th episode celebration where we have a special guest. I can't tell you who it is. You two won't be here. So it's don't worry about it.
I'll be there in spirit.
More than likely it won't be Mark, considering he's Mark. So, all right. Everyone have a good night. Stay safe and be good.